Long favored to win, Ukraine's Kalush Orchestra did just that at the 66th Eurovision Song Contest in Turin, Italy. Their song, Stefania, an ode to the lead singer's mother, gained a new context after Russia invaded. It became a symbol for the whole country. It's catchy, too, a fusion of rap and Ukrainian folk music.
I ask all of you, please help Ukraine, Mariupol. Help Azovstal right now!
Fans from Ukraine and elsewhere were happy with the result.
I'm very glad for Ukraine for this. We've shown that not only can we fight, but we can also sing very nicely. For the next Eurovision, we'll host it in liberated Mariupol.
We had a victory today on Eurovision, but soon we'll have a victory in the Ukraine-Russian war. We will defeat the Russians, just like how we won Eurovision. Glory to Ukraine.
Coming in second place, the UK's Sam Ryder with his Spaceman, a big comeback. The UK received 0 points last year. Rounding out the top five, Spain, Sweden, and Serbia. As usual, Eurovision had its mix of glamour, sentimentality, and campy fun. Even staid journalists got caught up in the fun in a press room that seemed like a disco at times.
Russia was banned from competing, castigated for launching a punishing war against Ukraine. Russia usually does quite well at Eurovision. But all along this year, Ukraine was clearly the favorite, either because people wanted to show their solidarity and support for the country, or because they loved the song, a song that reminds us all to cherish where we come from. Adam Rainey, Al Jazeera, Turin, Italy.